Hi everyone, this is Brad Bristow and I'm the lead campus pastor here at Cornerstone Church in Airdrie, and I want to thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We believe that the God who spoke so clearly in the pages of Scripture continues to speak to His kids today. So as you listen, I pray that you would be inspired, encouraged, challenged, and your faith would be built. Enjoy the message. As family we go. Today's Father's Day. And Father's Day is seemingly more of an obstacle course than Mother's Day is. Mother's Day, we get up and we talk about and we celebrate how hard mothers work and how they work for us. And we can talk about our spiritual mothers and mourn with those who have lost their mothers. But as a society, we have more of a complicated relationship with fathers, it seems. Seemingly, so many people have broken or difficult relationships with their fathers that it's harder to get up in church on a Sunday and just say, today we're going to celebrate dads. Because there's so much potential baggage that comes along with saying, celebrate your dad today. And I think there are some really profound spiritual truths in this place that we find ourselves. Scripture tells us in so many places that we have an enemy that's seeking to rob us of the best life that we could have for ourselves, which is, of course, in deep abiding relationship with God. That's the best life that we can live. And Scripture will tell us that we've got an enemy that's seeking to rob us as best he can of that. And the desire of the enemy is to push us as far away as he can from a relationship with God and from an accurate picture of who God is. And this, I believe, is such a deep-seated cause of our society's relationship with fathers turning so negative. Throughout Scripture, God is consistently referred to as our Heavenly Father. That in all kinds of different ways and in all kinds of different directions, God is referred to as our Heavenly Father. Time and again, He's portrayed this way. Even when He taught His disciples how to pray, when His disciples came to Him and said, Jesus, would you teach us how to pray? Jesus said to them, of all the metaphors, of all the analogies, of all the things that God is to us, when His disciples came to Him and said, Jesus, teach us how to pray, Jesus would say, instruct us, that this is how we're to refer to God. And He would say, this then is how you should pray. Our Father, who art in heaven. That even God Himself would say, when you pray to God, refer to God as your Father. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Our Father, this is what Jesus tells us to pray. And this is the connection that He wants us to have with God. That this is Jesus saying, this is what I want you to think of when you think of God. The first thing I want you to think about is our Father, your Father. He is your Father. And so how can the enemy wrap and distort or warp and distort the image and the connection that we could have with God? Well, it would be to take this core identity of who God is, this core understanding that even Jesus would say, this is how you're to see God, and to work in the hearts and the minds of our earthly fathers and try to make it so that this core piece of who God is becomes a hindrance for so many. Jesus will say, if you being sinful know how to give your children good gifts, then how much more does your Father in heaven know how to give you good gifts? But what if your father didn't know that? What if your father doesn't know how to give you good gifts? What if that's not the connection you have with God? And so Jesus, when Jesus will say, look at your earthly father, and I'm going to be a better version of that. What a more profound way for the enemy to rattle our understanding of who God is to have there not be a better version of that because it was just all bad. And so as a society, we end up with this warped view of fathers and fatherhood. And as the church, we can sometimes struggle with talking about fatherhood in a positive sense. But the reality is that some of us here have wonderful fathers. Some of us here are wonderful fathers. And some of us have had terrible fathers. But wherever we find ourselves on this spectrum, we have a reason to celebrate Father's Day. If you have a wonderful relationship with your father, with your earthly father, then we can take this day. And if today is a tougher day for you, for whatever the reason in that may be, there's still reason to celebrate. Because try as the enemy may to distort the value of fathers in our society, being a community of faith means that we're surrounded by family. We're surrounded by family in Christ. In 1 Timothy 5, Paul encourages us to view the men in our church as brothers and as fathers. That we are surrounded by brothers and we are surrounded by fathers in Christ. And no matter what the enemy may try to do to our picture of fathers, we are blessed with the love of the most pure and undefiled love of our Father in heaven. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should become called children of God. This is who we are. That is our identity, that we have a Father in heaven who has lavished love upon us in such a way that we are invited into a relationship with Him that's not master and servant, that's not anything, that's not deep. It is the deepest connection that we can have. It is Father to His children. We are invited into the family of God with a loving heavenly Father that loves you unconditionally and unflinchingly. So if you have a good dad and a great relationship, thank God for him. And if that isn't your reality today, thank God for him.
I've been struggling with this a little bit. I know I don't have the father's voice. I have a female voice. But I just really feel that this morning, God just wants to let you know how much He loves you. How much He gave for you. So if you can maybe close your eyes and envision my voice as God's voice. And I believe that the Lord would say to us this morning, my precious ones, you are loved. You are loved beyond any concept of what you have, of what love is. If you have been abused by your earthly father, know that that was not me. If that is the memory that you have of your earthly father, would you lay that memory down at the foot of the cross and allow my love to come in and wash over you? if your experience is that you had a father who was a harsh taskmaster, nothing was ever good enough. Nothing was ever good enough. Would you lay that memory down at the foot of the cross and know that I am not that harsh taskmaster? I am a father who cheers you on. I am a father who lifts your arms up when you are weary. I am a father that sets your feet upon smooth paths. If your memory of God or your father is that he was uninvolved, maybe not intentionally, maybe that's all he knew was that fathers weren't involved, would you lay that memory down at the foot of the cross and know that I am a father who longs to be intimately involved in your life? Would you take the negative aspects of any relationship that you have had with a person who you would put in a position of father? Would you take those negative memories, lay them down at the foot of the cross, and know that I long to fill every particle of your being with the love that I have for you. Know that I am for you. I am never, ever, ever against you. Know that I have a heart that beats relentlessly with love for you. Know that there is nothing that you can say or do that would make me love you anymore. I love you with every fiber of my being. You are my child. You are loved. My heart's desire is that you would rest in this newness of understanding of who your Father God is. You can come to me and you can call me Abba, Daddy. That is who I long to be. Yes, I am an awesome God. Yes, I am holy and to be revered. But I am a God who loves you beyond your wildest hopes, dreams, or imaginations. Would you let yourself rest in my love and be renewed in this day? Thus says the Lord.
Oh, I heard a thousand stories.
Thank you so much for listening today. We pray that you were challenged and encouraged from our message today. If you would like to speak to a member of our pastoral team at Cornerstone Airdrie, you can go to our website, cornerstonefoursquarechurch.com, click on the Airdrie tab, and then on the About section, click on Our Staff, and we'd love to hear from you. Make sure to connect with us on social media, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/cornerstoneairdrie, and give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram, @CSAirdrie on Twitter and @CornerstoneAirdrie on Instagram. If you enjoyed the podcast today, be sure to subscribe and get new content delivered right to your device through iTunes. And if you're able to, we would really appreciate it if you could rate and review us on iTunes. I know that sounds like an odd request, but the more that people do that, the easier iTunes makes it for others to find us. At Cornerstone Airdrie, we are a family not by blood, but a family that's been bought by blood. as family we go.
We're all searching for answers. Only you provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we say. Changing, you are perfect. always been perfect, always been loving.
Father, it's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are.